You're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216 The Net. I'm Mike.
I'm Keith.
I'm Vic.
And I'm Bear.
We are the Dream Home Experts.
Just start straight going into Spanish.
Oh, manito. ¿Cómo está?
Welcome back to the Dream Home Ninjas.
Today. Experts.
Ouch. Back in time.
That's okay.
I give you that break there.
All right.
It's a year. It's a year later.
It's been a year since the shutdowns with COVID.
It is.
It's a mulligan.
And it's coming full circle. We're going to circle back.
Yeah.
Circle back.
Rewind. That's the best rewind I can do, by the way.
It's all right.
Today's episode's about
the pandemic effect.
Ooh.
That's like one year later. Effect. Yeah, 1 year. It's 1 year, guys. Man, think about the last year. How rough has it been? And how many things have you had to do to change, to adapt to every part of life?
The world has changed.
You got to wear a mask everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I'm fat enough as it is. Can't add a mask to the front of it. It's not going to work. So it is what it is.
It's been a crappy year. 2020 sucked, but I mean,
we're through it. I don't know. I mean, I made the best of it. It crept for the world in terms of like just trying to get used to everything and trying to do everything. But business wise, I mean, we had a bad month when it first started, but afterwards we rocked out the year. You guys,
yeah, we did an all right job this year. But a lot of effects from that all the way through. We've been having a change in the way we do business. It's been completely different.
Yeah, changing things. You know, making sure that customers are. Being honest with them, being healthy, trying to field that before we get out to the calls when we're taking the calls and everything like that, and just hopefully making sure that the customers are completely being honest with us.
Absolutely.
So
marketing in general changed. I mean, marketing, how to reach customers, how they were dealing with it, just to reassure, your phone conversation has changed.
Right.
You know, everyone wears masks, booties, gloves, you know, talking about COVID tests left and right, making sure everyone's healthy. Anybody coughs and you're just like, all right, you're off for 2 weeks. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Go for a test.
Yeah, go for a test. Yeah.
You're calling in sick. You have to get a doctor's note.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that's good. So
you're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216 The Nets.
Yeah,
I'm Mike with Jay's Plumbing. Cutting me off. Thanks, Bear. You're getting excited, aren't you?
I know. Jumping the gun. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm Keith with Jay's Plumbing and also the Smoke and Griddle Boys.
Awesome. I'm Derek with Gold Shield Services, Heating, Cooling, Electric, Indoor Air Quality, Plumbing. Oh, not plumbing. We've been talking.
We were talking about plumbing.
My brain is so scattered right now. I'm trying so hard.
We have Vic behind the scenes with Slipstream Studios.
And Red Zone Kitchen.
We're sporting
his lovely product kitchen
on the table.
I'm going to bring it up on the nice new camera angle that we have. Go ahead and switch to stage left there. Ooh, and we can do a close-up shot now. We got a new camera angles, a little bit of design, a little bit of flair going on. And
we also have...
There we go. Look at that. Red Zone Kitchen. Don't mind my nails.
Old number nine.
And it's really good. It's delicious.
Victor, what's your website?
RedZoneKitchen.com.
Fantastic.
Fantastic hot sauce.
Go on there, order some. It is fantastic.
Fantastic hot sauce.
On everything. I eat it. I put it on my pizza. I put it on my breakfast burrito. I put it on everything. It is fantastic across the board.
It's delicious. I put it on a lot, too. I have it in my fridge. I use it as much as possible.
Keith gets the big bottles, and he actually...
I experiment. I play with, obviously, the smoke and griddle boy aspect of it. I usually like to take this and use it as a binder if I'm doing like a brisket or ribs or anything like that. Chicken, I've done it on my chicken as a binder, and then I put my rubs on it and whatnot. And I actually am going to be using this tomorrow, Victor. I'm going to be making ribs we're doing, obviously Easter's this weekend, boys. So my wife's side of the family, we're doing Easter tomorrow. So I'm Sweet. Going to use this tomorrow in a wrap when I do my ribs for tomorrow. So, yeah.
Wow, I'm honored for, you know, Easter weekend.
I can't promise that. But we'll soon, in the future, we're going to have our barbecue video.
Yes. Yep.
So we'll be doing that soon.
So we also have a special guest in the studio today. Keith's dad's here.
Yes.
And he is going to have a few questions for us. So
hello, everybody.
Oh, we got a wicked live audience.
Wicked! That's phenomenal. We got Jen. Hi, Jen. Welcome. We got Art on the show. Art, miss you, buddy. Jessica Rose, who is our dispatcher and customer service rep in our office, is on. And Magda, who you guys got? You got to see
Magda.
Awesome. Magda. How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, welcome, everyone. Let's talk about this year. I mean, let's just start with, I guess, for your world. Let's start with the plumbing world.
Yeah.
What's the most impacted thing? So we're a year later. So the first year, probably 6 months, you guys didn't see any pricing increases. You heard a lot of talk about it, but you never saw it on a sheet that said, hey, we're increasing pricing.
What we did have is the lack of materials that we needed right from the beginning. Right. Masks were almost impossible to get. To get the N95s for the guys.
Yep.
Gloves are still, to this day, are a problem to try to get.
Yep.
You know, the one place we get them from, you only get so much allocation. If you only bought so much beforehand, you only get so much during this pandemic.
Yep.
So it's been very tough trying to source product, just the PPE we need.
Oh, my gosh. We went to...
How about you?
Same kind of situation. Toilet paper, obviously, in the rest of the world.
Bidets.
I mean, literally.
Bidets are the way to go.
It was a full day conversation in our office if we're going to switch to a bidet or not. The problem is nobody's used a bidet in the office.
We haven't done that yet, and I'm kind of upset about that.
I always wanted to. I went to Vegas recently, and there was a bidet there.
In your room?
I wanted... No, it wasn't my room. It was somebody else's room. But I really just wanted to go take a number two... Just to try it, even I didn't do it.
You didn't even need a number two just room. To wash your backside.
Yeah, but what happens if like it washes it? Like I have so many questions about it. Number one, because like, is there a drying application? Like it's wet.
There is. There is.
Okay, but I don't think that one had it. And if it did, I didn't know how to use it.
Some of them don't have it.
You have to go into the different levels of the bidets.
I do have to say, Toto is probably the best bidet out there. I'd recently had to work on a Kohler. Bidet toilet seat that wasn't working, and I am so happy that I bought the Toto.
I have a really
it was the top end. It was the high end Kohler.
So do you have one here?
I do.
Okay, Jen, I'm really sorry, but I'm gonna go. I'm just kidding.
It's actually in my bathroom. Oh, even better.
Bro code right there. Man. Whatever happens in there, just
walk in your room and the seat lifts up.
Automatically,
seat comes up, light comes on.
Is it a golden?
It spritz an e-water, which is an electronic water that actually sanitizes the bowl. It has a charcoal filter on it, so it don't smell when you're on the toilet.
That's phenomenal.
It has a front and back portion. It actually has a wand cleaning portion to it. It oscillates. It pulsates.
It heats too, doesn't it?
Yeah, heated seat. Okay. Heated water, because you're not shooting cold water up there. It is the best investment ever. I've probably used two rolls of toilet paper since I've been here.
So then
how
hard is it to install that? Obviously hire a professional, or is it something that DIY can do?
There's some of them that out there that a DIY can do.
Okay.
You really need an electrician.
Oh, okay.
Because you need an outlet behind the toilet. So an electrician needs to be involved to get a proper...
GFCI, I'm assuming?
Very correct. But the actual install is not that difficult. It's a T connection that goes up to the toilet, and you hook it up, plug it in, and you're good to go.
That's phenomenal.
So
I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, you across seas, it's pretty normal, and you know, everyone has that. But over here, it's really not a topic of conversation.
It's becoming more this year.
Well,
this
toilet year, paper ran out.
With the beginning of the pandemic and everybody's getting toilet paper, I'm like, I don't have to worry.
Yeah, that's awesome. Freaking plumbers, guys. Had that installed for 10 years. It's working great. Yeah,
I bought a cheaper bidet. Uh-huh. That's just like a knob.
The knob.
You got hot water that comes from underneath your lav that you run a hose to it. And you got your cold water that comes from the toilet port, the toilet valve uh-huh. underneath the toilet.
Okay.
It's not that great. Okay. I definitely say it's a good entry level if you wanted to see what it kind of is.
Sure.
But once you've had the premium, you don't want to go to the very basic.
I mean, who wants to drive a Ferrari and go back to your Ford Pinto?
Very sure.
Ford Pinto.
How old are you?
Oh, it's just the first car that comes to mind. It's like my go-to car of like, oh, I mean, everyone knows what a Ford Pinto is. I mean, most people, I shouldn't say everyone, but our generation. We got like a 12-year-old here. Mom, what's a Ford Pinto? Don't worry about it. Terrible car Ford decided to make, so... that's phenomenal.
I stopped keeping track after the Model T, you know.
Dude, I would so own a Model T right now just to be completely as different as possible. And like, oh, what's that car? Well, this is the first one. Look, you cranked the front of it. So how many phone calls? You know, obviously, we kind of had a similar situation. Pandemic hits right now. We're about to shut down the whole country. Everything shuts down. I'm assuming your
phone
call.
Are we staying in work?
Huh?
Are we allowed to work at that point?
Yeah, we didn't even know what was going to happen. I mean, it was definitely confusing.
Yeah, honestly, obviously Mike is in the office, so he's mainly in the office. So, and with me, it was, you know, when we live in Illinois, obviously, seeing and hearing with the shutdowns mm-hmm. and with our fantastic governor talking about, oh, you can only be on the streets and this and that, like, I'm concerned, me driving a work truck home, and then, you know, having maybe the Illinois State Police having us, you know.
Did you print off sheets for them
to put in their
trucks? Yeah, okay, we did the same thing.
So. Betsy and Mike.
Betsy was all over it.
That's
Betsy
three was steps phenomenal. Ahead of everybody, as she typically always is.
She knew more shout out to Betsy. Trying to get the PPP loans and all that stuff.
Yep.
More than even the people that were giving the loans, she had.
Yep.
She had all the questions. She knew all the answers. Like, she dug in very deep. She was very good at that.
That was the biggest concern is like, are we going to be stopped in the street? Like, why are you out?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can show my badge. I can show my license and da-da-da. I'm an essential worker.
Yep.
But that's a messed up situation. Yes, it totally changed everything.
Sure.
Less people on the road, less people.
Beautiful.
It was fantastic.
It was beautiful driving around.
Got to work so fast.
Ogden Avenue was fine, but like driving on 355 was just a breeze.
It was eerie.
Yeah.
It was really scary.
There was a couple of days when I was driving and I was like, wow, it's just complete.
I didn't see
emptiness.
One person on the 7 miles to work.
Holy cow.
A couple of
strange, feeling.
It's really eerie. I mean, obviously everything's coming back. We're getting the vaccine now and everything like that. So it's changing and it's getting for the better, but things are changing in different views of for the good and it's also for the bad.
So, and it kind of wraps around exactly what we're going to be talking about today, which really comes down to the fact that, you know, how are your prices doing right now?
How's finding product right now?
That is.
Certain products.
What's the number one thing you're looking for right now?
Yesterday,
uh-huh.
It was water heaters. 50-gallon standard water heaters.
I hope you all like cold showers, by the way.
Completely, wiped off the planet. Like, trying to get any of them. Like, I call a supply house. I got two. I got one left. I only can sell you two.
Oh, my. It's like bullets.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You can only buy one pack. I have more than one customer. What do you want me to do?
I called probably 10 different supply houses to find out, do they have them? How many do they have? And I bought 7 of them yesterday.
Holy
I'm
God.
Like, I want to have them.
Yep.
I don't want to be without. I want to be the only one left with water heaters. Yep. So, and guess what? I found out why the water heaters are on a shortage.
Shoot away. What do you got?
The insulation for them.
Man, it's the same thing with the cameras I was talking about a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Like our Waze cameras that I have in the office and I purchased. You have them too.
Yeah.
Literally, it's not the Waze or the cameras, or the optics or the lenses or anything. It's the silicone they're waiting for. The silicone seal is completely gone. They don't have any silicone left. Insulation, like literally.
They were deemed probably as non-essential workers.
Yep.
And they have such a backlog now on all of this.
Oh, my gosh. We can't get generators. They're 8 months out right now.
8 months?
8 months. So if you put an order in right now with, I'm not going to say the company name because I don't want to bash them because they are a great company. But if you put our main dealer that we deal with generators, if you put an order in today, it's 6 to 8 months.
So are they guaranteeing the price in 6 to 8 months?
Yeah, everything's fine. We can pre-order them.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it does. It's fine because we order them online and they have our dealer price
right.
on them.
Right.
So we secure and solidify that price because we're paying for it now. Now, I've talked to multiple vendors on the HVAC side of things, and when it comes to ACs, ACs are the big topic of conversation right now because they actually, a couple of our vendors said that they stopped making furnaces halfway through the furnace season and just switched right to ACs. So they started manufacturing ACs to help curve the issue that they knew they were going to have, because you got to realize when you're in a pandemic situation like we just went through, and it's not, the essential workers are still in the field. But the factories where people are working next to each other, if you figure one person gets COVID, they have to shut down and clean and cleanse.
Well, the whole line.
When you shut that line down, you're now not pushing that product through that line. Well, if you do that 3 or 4 times, or if the whole plant has to shut down, which our vendor shut down twice, and they were able to recover through their different vendors in different cities, but we had to travel further to go pick up product. So more gas mileage, more time, more effort and energy, you know, which equates to more loss of profit,
right?
Which then equates to more higher prices, because obviously we want to stay in business. So there's an offset that we have to do as well. And every business should be doing that. If they're not, they're just not going to make it. Right. You know what I mean? They're going to shut their doors. I would never think that that would be an issue with water heaters. I would think it'd be copper, because copper is like a main conversation right now.
Copper's huge also. Increases, we're now seeing the increases.
Yep.
We've had, on water heaters, 2 increases, I think, since the beginning of the year. We're only 4 months in and have 2 increases.
Wow.
Like, here's a 15, here's a 23% increase.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
The water heater you could buy for $400 before is now $600.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Because all it does is, unfortunately, hit the client, because, like, our labor charge hasn't changed, but not yet, but, like, fuel has gone up. It's almost $1 more a gallon.
Right.
I mean, all materials are going up. Steel's going up. Copper's going up.
Go to Menards right now. Go in the wire section, the electrical department. Look at wire. 100 foot of wire, number 6, number 8, 10, 14, whatever. They literally have signs. It's 80% higher in Menards, 80% markup. Our vendors are showing a 300% markup on copper wire. So copper's used for more than just water.
Right.
It's used for all electricity. So your iPhone cables, your iPhones themselves have those precious metals inside them as well.
Right.
Like, there's so many things that we don't think about that get impacted from something like this.
Right.
And how, how much our global economy, I mean, the ship got stuck recently too.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216.net. We are talking about the effects of the pandemic.
Yeah, and how it raises prices and how much frustration and being a contractor and kind of going through that with that as well. Also,
no guests this time,
but we
do have a live studio audience.
Yay! Yeah, do you hear him in the background?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys registered that, but do you have a question there at all about the pandemic? Why don't you jump up to the mic real quick? You guys can't see him on camera, but you're gonna hear his voice in a second.
This first question is for Mike.
All right.
Ooh, dun dun dun.
Why he had such a weird pause?
Bring it on.
This has to do with hot water heaters.
All right. Sounds good.
And this is about electric hot water heaters.
Okay, cool.
Okay. 40 gallon or 50 gallon. I think 50 gallon. How do you know if the hot water heater is shutting off and on? And how would you know if it consistently stays running?
As the technician or as a homeowner? Homeowner, both. There's not much you can do.
Well, because it needs to be, I'm just thinking that the hot water heater that I'm talking about is continuously running.
Right.
And I thought that there's some kind of shutoff. When it reaches the temperature, it shuts off. But I'm just wondering if it continuously is working, you know, heating up.
You would need to put a meter on it and check amp draw to each element for it to verify if those are running. unless there's a digital control on some of the newer electric water heaters.
No, this is an older one.
Older ones, there's not much you, a homeowner can do to verify. You actually need to take covers off, put a clamp on, and actually test.
I see.
So...
Okay.
But if it is running continuously, it's going to keep heating that water. Correct. And what's going to happen is you're going to have extremely hot water and your temperature and pressure relief valve that's on it will blow off.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't had that.
So,
but I figured because the electricity bill will be higher.
That would be also another. Right.
So that was just one of my theories.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Did you want me to ask the other question that I had?
Sure.
Right. Bring it on.
Okay, this is for the heating and air guy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Get on cue, buddy. You should ask me the electrical question. I could answer that easily.
It is an electrical question.
Kidding. Go right ahead.
Right now, for my apartment building, I have, in one of my apartments, I have electric heat.
Okay.
And I have a little bit of product knowledge about it. It's got a 3-coil.
Yep.
Okay. And... I want to know if I could, because it's about 10, 12 years old, mm-hmm. if I can buy a 2-coil for it, and can I also reduce the speed on the blower? Because I believe that the blower is blowing too much air, and it's not getting, you know, it's cooling down the heat when it's coming out.
Okay, so you're saying that the blower wheel, the tonnage of how much air is going through the coils is
correct.
Okay, so I'm not a cookie cutter person, and I never will be. The reason being in the heating and air department, there's so many factors that get play in there, and we actually do a lot of electric heat in apartment buildings. And we just ran across this problem a couple weeks ago where this gentleman's electric bill was through the roof.
Where we're at right now.
Okay, great. So, not great, by the way. I'm sorry. Great, as in that's a key indicator that you definitely need to bring somebody in to take a look at it. The tonnage required for your house or for your apartment or condo.
It's 700. Let's say 600 square foot.
Okay.
And so, I think the unit is too big for it. But when I was a rookie, when I purchased it.
Okay. And that's okay. It happens. But you're did you put it in yourself or did you have somebody put it in?
I installed it, but I had the bar flies hook it up.
Okay.
nicely put.
Well, that was the truth, you know. I saved money, you know.
Well, I've seen a lot of work done by the bar flies. And
yeah.
They are definitely... interesting.
I have so many questions, but we're going to have to leave that for off camera here, and I have no idea what bar flies are. But so to answer your question, it would be best to have us do what's called a load calculation to the home that you're in. The load calculations that we do with our company is based on window density, based on insulation that's in your house, based on what way the sun is facing you, east, west.
The manual J.
Yeah, the manual J. And we have a digital version of it now, so we can actually look through that and actually set it up. So to answer that question, if you can go 2 coils versus 3 coils, really our tech really needs to come out and assess your home first before you do that. Typically, when we install HVAC equipment, we typically undersize it a little bit. Not undersize it severely, we undersize it a little bit. So the common problem that we're running into nowadays, 10 years ago, is everyone would throw in these, you know, 4-ton air conditioners with 4-ton blowers and 100K, you know, BTU furnaces. And they're like, oh, we're just going to pound heat in this place and it's going to heat up real fast and then it's going to shut off faster because it hits temperature faster.
There goes the heat exchanger.
and electric bills and gas bills and everything else that kind of fall into that. Because when you're running AC, it should be taking humidity out of the air first and then cooling down the space. But it should be doing it gradually. It shouldn't shock it because then you're going to cool down humid air and it just feels cold and wet at the same time.
Does this mean anything to you on the thermostat where it says emergency heat?
It's a good technical question. It might have for electric. We have electric technicians. I don't work on electric heat personally.
Okay.
But I can definitely get you the information back, and I can partner with Art and the guys that do that as well on there. But I know that if we wanted to switch down from 2 coils from three
to two,
yeah, we would really want to take a look at your space and make sure that it's appropriate. So that, number one, we don't have any pipe bursts or pipe freezing, and then you got to call Keith or Mike to come out and fix a bad system. But and the second part of it too, electric heat when you have a high electric bill, there's something going on that's causing more amp draw, which is causing more electricity.
Right. We're at 30. It's a 30 amp.
Yeah. Is it blowing breakers or anything like that, or popping breakers? Okay.
No, but I'm just from just old school experience. I'm just trying to figure it out myself. It says maybe the blower is blowing too much because it's not the heat is not what you would say comfortable. It's still chilled.
Sure.
And okay, we changed the thermostat, and I'm still having a problem. I don't live in the apartment, but I'm listening to what my tenant says.
Sure.
And of course, I know a little bit of his whining about stuff. But
tenants never whine.
Well,
just kidding.
So and also, it's a brick building, so it's not insulated either. I know that, and I just thought when I got it, I didn't know that it was. It is bigger than what the apartment needs, but it's not warm enough.
Okay.
Apparently, because
it's a second floor, first floor.
It's a first floor ground level.
So heat's rising on that as well. I mean. Sounds like three is probably what it
is. And then
needs,
I thought maybe I have too many vent openings too, and then I could close one or two off.
Surprisingly enough, it's usually not a supply issue. It's usually a return issue.
Yeah,
that's the number one thing we come across is return. There's not enough. So when you deal with furnaces and you deal with different types of, the furnace itself needs the same air coming in as the same air going out. And the only thing you can really do to offset that is you can do more supplies, more air coming out. Now, the airflow that happens when you add too many supplies is then the airflow obviously dissipates, and you have sections of the house that don't hit air pockets properly. You have cold rooms.
It's a studio apartment, for example.
I mean, it's a small, it's a smaller place. Is that a PTEC unit? Does it have AC and heat inside of it?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you know the manufacturer on it as well?
Goodman.
It's a Goodman.
Okay. So after the show, we'll grab model and serial number. We'll do some research on the tonnage on it.
Sorry, I don't have enough information to kind of tell you, but I mean,
I'm going to tell you honestly and transparently, I am definitely not one of those guys. Art, Art is one of those guys.
He's probably answering some of those
on there. So, yeah, and Art's saying already, he said the problem is in the heat pump, not the electric heat itself. So I will partner some questions with Art on that. Art's the expert when it comes to HVAC for sure. And he's seen and can fix. I haven't seen him not be able to fix anything. He's incredible.
I mean, because awesome. The tenant that I have, he's complaining, it's the electric bill is so high. The whole apartment is electric.
Okay.
Okay. And I just didn't expect the bill to be, you know, $200, $300. And I think, well, you know, I know he's jizzing it, but the guy's been there 5 years. And
I just want to
move forward, you know. And I says, well, the only way I can do anything is have a technician come out, but you got to let me in.
Yep.
And anyways, it's already burnt out 1-3 coil, and I had a replacement from the same sister unit because I didn't wind up using it, and I installed it myself.
Nice. Okay.
And, you know, step by step, but I did, and it works. But anyways, I just wanted to ask that question, and I know it sounds kind of goofy, but
it actually really doesn't. No, not really. It's a very appropriate question. And thank you for asking it.
Yeah, thank you for asking, and any of our listeners out there that are listening in, we love questions.
Y'all, please do.
Please comment on Messenger, asking us questions. We are more than happy to answer anybody's questions, maybe even make it a topic. We can bring in an expert that can discuss it if we don't have those answers.
Sure.
So there's a lot out there that we don't know that we want to know too. And if you guys bring in questions that we can help in those fields.
Yeah, it's Dream Home Experts. It's not Dream Home. We know everything because there's a lot of parts of it. And in my business in particular, you know, the heating and cooling side, I understand. I get it. I know how it works. I know basic information, but we have experts in the field that work every day.
Right.
I'm in an office every single day overseeing the business end of the company. Well, Art is our expert electrician and expert HVAC technician. So. Right. There's different parts of different businesses. My expertise is in smart home integration, cat wiring, coax wiring, and just setting up your house to be more efficient for you personally, which is good. So, great question. Art did have a really weird question here, and this has been a topic in the office for quite some time, and it's for plumbers.
Plumber question.
Bring it on. Okay. Hot water heater or just a water heater?
Water heater.
Water heater.
There's no hot water? Why? No. Why? Explain.
You don't heat hot water.
Yeah, but isn't there just a, wouldn't you just call it a water heater? Or, okay, say it again. See, I'm already messing it up.
We call it a water heater.
Not a hot water heater.
No. No.
It's they not hot. Heat hot water.
Is it hot? You touch it? Is it hot?
Depending on what part you touch.
But you don't heat hot water.
Yeah, you don't heat hot water.
Okay. All right, Art, there's your question, buddy.
Debate over. It's water.
You're totally
heater.
Doing something else.
I have one more quick question.
Okay.
All right.
What is the temperature on the hot water heater? What is it supposed to be? What is it
it's
supposed
to be? It's so hard to say.
What's the temperature that, you know, is like supposed to be? Pardon me? Ideal?
That's a good question.
Ideal temperature. Yes.
Well,
that's high.
What is it?
Technically, yeah. Technically coming out of a standard shower, you don't want to be more than 115.
115.
Correct. But the best temperature to keep your water heater is
30
a
degrees.
Lot hotter than the actual correct. Temperature, because at the lower temperature that you're talking about, Keith, what's going to happen?
You have the possibility of bacteria building in the water in that and legionnaires.
Yep. Wow. So and they don't run as efficient at a lower temperature.
Correct.
The higher the temperature it is, they actually run more efficiently.
Okay.
But you want to mix the temperature down as it comes out of the heater. So the Sweet. Actual storage unit should be at a higher temperature and then mix it down to it with a mixing valve. So
I have a Hans Growy.
Hans
Growy.
All right, whatever.
Hans. I'm sorry.
Wicked. It's okay. Yeah. Love it. I literally walk in my shower. It's the same temperature every single time I get in my shower.
Because you probably have a thermostatic valve.
Yeah, mixing valve.
And you have.
Yep. Do you have a button?
It's a lever, but it locks and it's on. So there's a left hand side that controls the like rain shower
control. Effect. It's the diverter assembly.
God, I don't
controls.
Know anything about plumbing at all.
So diverters and volume controls are they're relatively the same. Sweet. They're just different names for it, but you have your volume control and you have your diverter. Essentially, yep. You're just literally just turning knobs to go to your body sprays, you go to your rain head, you go into your main shower head,
yep.
All different kinds of stuff.
All I know is that I get in the shower every day, I put my rain thing on, I step back for all of 3 seconds, and that sucker is ready to go. It's amazing.
Yeah. Actually, Hans Growy is a really good brand.
Yeah, it's a fantastic brand.
It's great.
They're awesome.
I've never had an issue with it. We've had an
and that'll actually tie in perfectly because talking about the parts and faucets and having to deal with the pandemic effect.
Ooh. Absolutely. And let's just get a word from our sponsor. It is 216 The Net.
Thank you, guys.
And we're talking about?
The pandemic
effect. Pandemic effect.
We've got to figure out a way to like pandemic effect.
Pandemic effect.
So, yeah, let's get back to talking about the pandemic effect and how it's been affecting our businesses. So the last we were talking was your generators being
6 to 8 months out. It's so hard, too, because we're about to hit spring season. Spring season brings up a really busy time for you guys, I'm assuming, with sump pumps and water flow and backflow issues and everything else. For
Hose
us,
bibs, split and break.
Yeah, for us, it comes up with the same thing, too, is, hey, power issues, wind storms, tornadoes, ground moving, disconnection of power grids going out. When power grids go out, if you don't have a battery backup on your sub pump, or even if you do and it's out for a day, what do? You better jump onto your treadmill and hook it up some way and run your sub pump off your treadmill. I'm just kidding, by the way. Don't do that. Bad idea. But you have a standby generator or a whole house generator that runs your fridge, runs a couple lights in your house, runs your sub pump, and runs your heat or air conditioning. So we can install those things, and we install them every year.
This year you can't.
Yeah, like literally. So if you were to call me today and be like, I'll pay whatever amount of dollars, like $1 million for a 13 kW or 14 kW, because I don't make 13 anymore.
I'm going to take your money.
No, I wouldn't take your money. I just tell you, I mean, you could offer me $1 billion. I mean, I'll probably go to the, if you offer $1 billion, I'm probably going to figure out how to make it myself or, you know, Jimmy make something. But
I got a question. So you're getting people buying these generators right now. You got 8 months out.
Yep.
The price is guaranteed on that.
Yep.
But you're 300% on your materials.
Yep.
How are you taking an account for that for these estimates that you're giving these customers?
So we actually pre-order all the transfer switch and all the panels that need to be happening with it. Plus, we pre-order our wire anyway for things. So we have a perfect case with an IT company that we work with. Mm-hmm. They just ordered a massive, and Art knows the exact details of it. I don't, unfortunately, off the top of my head. It's over 100 kW unit.
Right.
And they told us it's 6 months out, which is fine. We ordered all the transfer switch. We ordered all the panels that we need to, and we're actually going to pre-install everything. Because this is a massive job. We have multiple panels that we need to use. We have to make sure server rooms are connected properly so that when they do lose power that, you know, certain automatic switches get clicked on and clicked off. And so there's a lot of pre-work that we need to do. So it gives us 6 months to do pre-work, which is nice because if we have a slow day or a slow, you know, week, we can just, you know, do it, you know, tidbit by tidbit and kind of plan it out. Kind of works into the, you know, filling the schedule is what I call it. But when you run into the unit itself, you run gas lines and everything else, now the unit just shows up and you hook everything up and test it and fire it, which is good.
What about the gas pipe?
You can close it off.
No.
What about the gas pipe?
The price.
Oh, my gosh. Everything's astronomical.
Yeah.
Right.
Steel price on gas pipe is gone.
Steel prices are gone. Yes.
Tremendously. Like, the copper, I was looking, when I was looking for water heaters, I was also looking at price in copper, and price of copper just got an increase, too. We're running out of copper from what I'm, got an article from Bloomberg.
Yeah.
That there's some major issues.
10 million tons backlogged right now, right? Is that what that said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 million tons of copper that's needed right now. That's not even like, we're not even in the season yet.
Right.
We're kind of in a weird begin season. This is like our slower season for us, obviously, because of the temperature. But same with you guys. There's not too many storms. Things are thawing, which probably brings up sub pump problems. But I can't imagine. I don't know what's going to happen.
You think, well, you know,
the pumps are going up. I just got told that we're getting an increase on our pumps coming. We got plastic that we're having issue with PVC. When they...
Everything in Texas.
Polar vortex down in Texas. They shut down the resin plant.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we're... There's some companies out there that I found one that is actually Tigray.
Tigray.
Actually is solid. They're up in Wisconsin.
Shout out to Tigray.
They are going to have all the fittings from what I understand. So
you just gave your hookup to everyone that's watching right now, just FYI. So
it's okay.
I'm just kidding.
I share the love.
We don't want anybody to be
so. We want everybody needs to be taken care of.
Yep. And if you don't listen and you don't want to do the research to keep your business alive, that's your own fault.
Yep.
And it's kind of a mean thing to say, but
it's share the love with me. You know, like. We refer our competitor next door to us.
Yep. Yeah,
right down the street. Both of them, both directions. When we're busy, hey, give them a try, and they do the same for us.
Perfect.
We trust them, and they trust us. There's enough work for everybody.
Oh, without a question. That's my favorite thing with competitors. I got to get that one sale. You think that one sale is going to make or break your business? No. You're already in the wrong place, dude. Sorry.
Right.
And I love that. I wish the HVAC industry was more complacent with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we get referred quite often from HVAC companies too. We got a couple of HVAC companies, but I've been told specifically they refer us is because we don't do HVAC.
Oh, okay, cool. The other companies do HVAC too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Don't plug them.
right.
I'm just kidding. Plug them if you want. I don't care. Competitive with electrical too, and panels are going to be an issue very shortly.
Breakers
are going to be an issue.
It's all plastic again.
Yep. You got the main feeders, the pipes that go in there, conduit. They're all going to be issues as well. I'm truly, you know, although we got through last year, I'm actually more nervous about this year than I am last year when it comes down to just getting. It's not about the phone calls or customers calling in. It's about like I got to go back in estimates, right? So 30 days is a typical estimate kind of guidelines that you have 30 days for this estimate to be valid and prices go up. Well, we just get hit twice for our HVAC side. You know, we got 5% increase, 10% increase, that kind of stuff that's coming through as well. And they're like, we're not guaranteeing prices. Because the first thing I said, I was like, can we just lock in prices like right now? And they're like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That sucks. That sucks for us.
Hey, they come in and it's immediately magic checks.
Yep.
Immediately. You have to raise your price today, this morning, right now, if you're selling anymore.
Oh, scary.
Whatever it is, 23%, whatever they're saying it is. And there's a shortage on them. Yep. So because any more that they're buying, and they sold 10,000 of them, they're backlogged. I was talking to James Burney that we had on our last episode.
Yep. And awesome guy.
Yeah, solar absolutely. Pumps, really and I he's definitely up for coming back more, and I'm happy to have him back and he's a lot of fun.
Oh, he's great, dude. I learned so much about this guy. Super genuine guy. been through a lot, and he came out successful and definitely knows his stuff.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to be a phone call if we ever come across a pump when we have a plumbing department.
Yeah.
He will be the man.
Yes, awesome. Yeah,
the other thing, too, is just like we're in a realm and where we're at in Illinois, mm-hmm. we're mainly copper, right? So any, what's our belief of like...
Have you guys been coming across a lot of PEX lately?
PEX? Yeah. Not in this area. You're not going
to
see
it. Not in our area, no.
So like...
There's some towns up by you that are allowing it more, and I'm sure it's coming around more up that way. But here, close to Chicago, unions have a stronghold. There's municipalities that are saying metallic pipe only. So PEX is really not a big... But... I've done PEX. I've been up your way, quoted jobs at PEX.
But that's going to have to eventually give, though. I mean...
Yeah, it's
supply and demand right now.
Right. I mean,
if I can't get copper, okay, what else do you want me to do? We're going to put in PEX.
PEX. Yeah, so
if you can't put PEX in, I mean, what's next on the list? I mean, we're going to go right back to, cast iron?
We have to...
whatever.
galvanized pipe.
Whatever we need to do to get you up and running is becomes a conversation.
It's like the conversation with soldering versus ProPress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get these, some guys that, you know, there are some guys that I work with that are so solid on soldering. And they want to be just constantly soldering, but there's a reason why we have ProPress now.
Yep.
Number one, it's safer to work with if you're working in a tight space in a joist bay or in a wall or anything like that.
Yep.
You're not using a torch if you can use that ProPress in there, but it's...
So for our listeners, what ProPress is, it's actually a fitting that goes on,
yeah.
And you got these big jaws that actually close it, and there's an O-ring seal in it that keeps it from leaking. So there's no fire. There's no.
I'm curious if any customers ever watch the soldering.
I have customers constantly.
Obviously.
What are you doing? What kind of?
Did you just light a torch in my basement?
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Right next to the wood. Yeah.
They think it's a genius, and I tell them like it's flameless, essentially flameless connections.
Yep.
And it's a much safer type situation than. Potentially burning a house down, and I don't want that on my conscience.
I just always think about when you're doing like a main water line and your shut off outside for the city doesn't work that well or is letting water through. Like, you got to stop the water before you can solder. It's got to be crystal clear, crystal clean.
Typically, like within in this realm of where we're at, let's just say it's just a routine type situation where we're just changing a valve at the main.
Yep.
And for instance, like Downers Grove can shut it off.
Yep.
We're going to be typically flaring it.
Yeah.
You know, with the proper flaring tools. That's what municipalities want to see that. Now, some, they're like, whatever, just do whatever you need to do. Like, that's fine.
Sure.
Whatever.
You got underground compression, too.
Yeah, you can do underground compression, things like that. But, you know, that is the biggest question is going back to the ProPress, that's, you know, lesser of a job and lesser of pretty much it's a monkey can press a button.
It's time versus money in my eyes.
So, exactly. The mentality that a lot of these guys have are they're stuck in the now in the trade. They're not looking at the new technology, the new stuff.
Right.
So
I've been doing this for 20 years.
It's just like the plumbers 40 years ago
when
it was galvanized and cast iron. They were... Oh, I don't want to switch to this copper crap. Yeah. Like,
it's so flimsy. It doesn't work. How can
I plan on my day by threading joints?
It is going to last. It's going to last a whole lot longer than your galvanized in your cast iron.
And it's more sanitary.
Correct.
Right. Antibacterial in there.
Right. For sure. So it's any of that generational, if you're stuck in that mindset and you don't want to grow and you don't want to see the new products, then you don't like those new things that are coming up.
Yep.
And we're evolving. The new technologies are coming. There's a lot newer ways to do things, and there's different ways to do things, and there's nothing wrong with one way or the other.
Sure.
It's personal preference.
Right.
It's your choice.
Really. I just think about time saving. Like, honestly, when it comes down to stuff like that, when you're dealing with technology, there's always a better way to do stuff. Always. And anything.
With labor rates, the way they're going up, you have to do things faster.
If gas prices continue to rise, we're going to have to raise pricing on our labor. I mean, it costs more to get the truck there.
It's super expensive.
Yeah. If minimum wage goes to $15 an hour. That's going to raise all our products even more.
Mm-hmm.
That there are $15 an hour workers that are making the product for us,
yep.
which then in turn, our guys are going to want more money because now the laborer is yep. higher, so we have to pay them more. It's going to be across
insurance,
the board.
Insurance, everything.
Oh, yeah. Insurance. Yeah. Insurance constantly goes on.
That could be a whole subject. Another, that's a whole other show.
Yeah.
It's a whole other show. I mean, like, even touching, like, we were talking about faucets. Now, yes. talking about time.
Yeah.
Okay. This runs in perfectly with this. What we have seen is you get your Moen, your Delta, your Kohler, you know, everything right now.
Your major brands.
Your major giant brands.
Sure.
You're going to have an issue right now because of the COVID setup. You know, because things are there, everybody has been working from home.
Mm-hmm.
The factories are half staffed because they're trying to do flex
yep.
shifts so that people don't get sick and yep. da 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 da. I don't know if you've seen it where you're trying to order something specific for a job and it's taking 3 weeks to get a simple hose
yep.
for a kitchen, you know, for kitchen faucet yeah. 3 weeks.
Oh, and Kohler's been notorious. It's going to be 4 weeks, and then they push it back 2 more weeks, and they don't tell anybody.
And then they're having all of their own, and there's nothing against Kohler. I love Kohler products. They're fantastic.
Everyone yes. gets hit with pandemic.
Well, so. Pandemic, they lost their staff.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic, they had everybody sat home. They were non-essential.
Oh, my gosh.
People didn't come back. They had to bring new people in. So now the people that knew everything are not as...
Can you imagine what's essential and what's not essential? So obviously you're essential being us.
Right.
So heating, cooling, plumbing.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. those, you know, roofing. I mean, like everything to do with your
trades.
Right. Trades.
But to support the trades, you need the factories.
Right.
Right? And if the factories are shut down because they're not essential, they technically are essential because they're essential to making sure that we run properly
yep.
and efficiently. And I mean... We're not billionaires, so we don't have massive warehouse. We don't have, you know, 190 trucks on the road every single right. day with a, you know, a 50,000 square foot mm-hmm. warehouse that has all these extra parts to just chilling in there.
Right.
Like, we're smaller businesses.
Right.
So, like, we rely on our vendors every single day to hold parts with us and be able to move
it's
it in.
It's an example. It's like, you know, with customers, they're certain, you know, they want a certain thing. Well, we don't stock that.
Yep.
Why don't you stock it? You're a plumber. If I was to stock every single thing, I'd have a semi truck driving
up the road
every single
yep.
job.
Yep.
But why would I carry a part and have it sit in my shop?
Yep.
And then it's not getting put out there out into the world, and I'm not making any product, any money on it.
Yeah. So I want to throw one thing in because you brought up a really valid point. When you're buying products or services from the trades,
yep.
make sure to ask if universal parts work with the product.
Yeah.
Because universal parts being stocked, so...
That's very strong in the HVAC
correct,
industry.
Yes.
I completely agree
yep,
with you there.
Cool.
Plumbing, if fixtures is it's fixture. If it's Price Pfister, if it's Kohler, if it's Delta, if it's Moen, there's no interchanging between
gotcha.
Moen
each
has.
One of them.
There's a separate company that I'm not going to say, but they have their faucet stems and whatnot, and you can use it for a Moen product.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work.
Yeah,
doesn't work.
Yeah, so, I mean, we run into this situation all the time. I'm not going to say the brand that we constantly run into, but, like, I mean, it told us 2 weeks. Like, yeah. what am I supposed to say to a client that is 2 weeks out for a relay switch or something, you know, a high-limit switch or
right.
something small? So now we become the decision of, are we going to modify this HVAC unit to run? So to remove the safety system to get them heat mm-hmm. for the time that they need, but right. now we just put a family at risk. It's a moral dilemma right there.
Yeah.
Do we freeze out your house, or do we put you in there, or do we, you know, offset it and pay attention to it, and now they have to worry about it every single day? It's a really bad conversation.
Yeah, if you're jumping a safety or a limit, you are altering the system. You
yes.
just bought whatever damage
oh,
will
yeah,
happen.
For sure.
You are taking that liability on,
yep.
which is very...
stressful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
So...
I think we're getting to the end.
Yes.
This you want to do your final thoughts, Bear?
Be patient is my number one thing.
Yeah.
Pandemic hits different levels. And as you guys kind of heard, there's different things that get affected with a pandemic. There's different manufacturing processes and like water heaters right now being something so you know, a key function of the water heater, but not the water heater itself.
Right.
Okay, I didn't say hot water heater. I just said water
heater. All right.
Water heater. Yeah, look at that. Win-win. Mac is going to have a wicked conversation
with Wicked!
for tomorrow, because we had like a whole day discussion about that. He got, like, as soon as he started working for us, he's like, it's not hot water heater. It's water heater. And Art and I are like, no, it's hot water heater. It creates heat. You can just have a water heater that holds water. It's a water. Or
it's called a storage tank.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks. You're not making my case any better for this, by the way. And I appreciate the truth.
We'll argue.
So, and be patient. Listen to your techs. Make sure you hire qualified people. Do your research. Pay attention to reviews. Pay attention to your communities with who involvement is in there as well. If you have another trades that are recommending another company in a different trade, take their opinion very seriously, because they take that because their name is being put on another company as well. So yeah. We call them trusted partners, and we do a ton of research before we trust a partner, because it's our company's name on the line too.
Absolutely.
So, awesome. What do you got, Keith?
This has been fun. This can go so many different directions, but we've been very good at keeping it mainstream, and
a little bit,
and it's been very, very good, because that's why I had this discussion with Mike, and I'm like, I don't know where this is going to go, and we've been doing very well with it. So, we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just only the next 6 months. Yep. Like with that article that you put out, Mike, with, yep. And what we read. They're anticipating for the next 6 months it's going to be an issue. Hopefully it's just only short-lived, but we'll see.
I'm doing a year. I'm planning for a year, personally.
I think it's going to be a couple of years.
Yeah, maybe. I agree with that, too. Yep.
It's not going to probably be as bad, but...
I get it, but there's got to be something.
Hang in there. Stick with your contractors. You know, trust everybody that you have already trusted. So,
yep.
Don't, you know, sometimes you have to be patient.
Yeah.
So
be patient. And if there's a price increase, know that we have had major discussions around price increases, and we're trying everything in our power personally to not raise pricing to our clients, because we don't want to do that. It's not comfortable for us. It's not fun. But if we want to continue doing the right thing, we have to.
If you want to be in business long term, that's
part of it. Yeah, I know. It sucks.
And maybe after 6 months, a year, 2 years, whenever it settles down, it will be revisited and it could go back down.
Yep.
So, right.
Cool.
Not that happens too often, but it could.
Holy cow.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
And we'll see you next episode on Dream Home Experts.
And find us on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Subscribe. And thanks to 16 The Net, as always.
The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only and is a generalization of common DIY projects. Each home project may encounter unforeseen issues with specific circumstances that may not be covered in discussion of this program. This program makes no representations as to the completeness of the information and expressly disclaims any implied warranties as to the fitness of the information to any particular purpose. Before starting any projects, it is recommended the homeowner research the skills and proper materials necessary, as well as any and all local requirements for permits. If there is any doubt, it is advised that a licensed contractor be consulted prior to commencing your particular project.